So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So we're gonna follow this character, right? And her name is Jupiter Jones.
No, it's not.
It is. It's Jupiter Jones.
I don't believe you. What's her actual name?
Jupiter Jones.
Okay, this is gonna be a weird one. So what's her deal?
Well, she lives with her family and cleans toilets and hates her life.
I hate her life as well. That's why I've never cleaned my toilet.
Really gross, sir. So one day she sees some aliens doing something to her friend, so she snaps a picture, but then the aliens erase their memories.
Oh.
So then a couple days later, she's going through her phone and she sees the picture.
The aliens didn't erase that?
Well, no, how could aliens know about our technology?
Well, I figured.
No.
Okay, so anyway, she must freak out.
She barely looks interested. So then she gets called in for her appointment to sell her eggs.
She's selling her eggs?
Yeah, because she wants to bid on a telescope on eBay real bad.
Okay.
But then the doctors are the aliens in disguise and they want to kidnap her.
Why didn't they just do that when they were wiping her memory?
Unclear. But then this hot guy with dog ears comes in with his flying space rollerblades and saves her.
I have no further questions about that.
Yeah, it's this guy Kane Wise. He's half dog, half hot guy, and he's got space hover boots.
I said I got it.
Okay, great. So Kane helps Jupiter escape and there's gonna be this big action scene where they destroy a bunch of buildings and stuff in Chicago.
Very exciting.
And then as they're leaving, Kane explains that the aliens are just gonna clean all that up and erase people's memories, so it's all good. What about all the people that probably died in those destroyed buildings?
I don't care.
So then they go see this guy Stinger, and he's half bee.
Sure.
And all these bees are letting themselves be controlled by Jupiter, and Stinger's like, ah, that's because bees can sense royalty.
I mean, they can detect queen bees.
Nope, all royalty of any kind. That's why when you always see the Queen of England on TV, she's got a beard of bees, and it addresses you by name. And tells you to do stuff. You off your meds again? Hey, shut up, Dad. So it turns out Jupiter is galactic royalty.
What do you mean?
Well, she's genetically identical to the late matriarch of the House of Braxis, which is an alien dynasty.
Jeez, those are words.
They are. And so the late matriarch's three kids, they want to get a hold of her because she's technically the rightful owner of Earth, but they want to be that.
Those are more words.
They sure are, sir.
And what do they want with Earth?
Well, they
want
to harvest humans because they make it into this thing that helps them stay young, and they do that with planets all over the galaxy.
Feeding off the life essence of humans is tight.
Okay, and so then Jupiter gets captured.
Oh no, do the bees help her?
Bees are never relevant again. So many things aren't.
Oh, okay.
So then Dogman rescues her, and she's like, I can never find a man that likes me back. I think we should kiss.
She's just going right to that.
Yeah, because they're both attractive, so she wants a little kiss, but he's like, I have more in common with dogs than I do with you.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of a turnoff.
It has the opposite effect, actually. She's like, I love dogs. I've always loved dogs.
Oh my god, Jupiter Jones is a freak.
The queen of all freaks, technically.
Jeez.
So then Jupiter's gonna get captured again, and Kane is too.
Oh no, by who?
Another sibling named Titus, and he launches Kane into space to execute him.
Yeah, because it's gonna be tough to survive that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, the space execution room is also the room where they keep the spacesuits, so Kane manages to get one of those.
They should probably rethink their storage strategy.
Probably. So this Titus guy tells Jupiter he wants to marry her, so she's like, okay, yeah, let's do that.
So she's just kind of along for the ride of whatever's happening in any given scene.
Basically, yes, but turns out this guy just wants to marry her so he can rule Earth, and he plans on killing her right after.
Fatal.
Yeah, so Kane's gonna swoop in with his little rocket boots and stop the ceremony and save her.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
What? But then Jupiter's gonna get kidnapped.
Again.
Yes, this time by another sibling, and this one can't control the volume of his voice.
Okay.
And so he wants to do this certification thing so he can rule Earth, but then Kane swoops in with his little rocket boots and stops the ceremony and saves her.
Didn't we literally just do that?
Yeah, pretty crazy that it happens again immediately, huh?
Yeah, what are the odds? That's nuts.
So now Jupiter's been saved and that sibling's dead.
So, is she about to get kidnapped again, or?
Nope, that's all the kidnappings and the rescue, so we're done.
Well, great!
Yeah, so she heads back to Earth.
Wow, so what does she do now that she's the ruler of Earth?
She goes back to cleaning toilets.
What?
Yeah, but now she likes her life, because she has a new boyfriend and a telescope.
So what does being the queen of Earth even mean?
Unclear, but she's happy now, and she also has Kane's rocket boots, so they can fly together.
Well, how's he flying without his rocket boots?
Well, he got his wings back. He had lost them, but he got them back because of the adventure.
I thought he was part dog.
Yep, but now he's got his wings back. And so that's about it. What do you think?
Wait, aren't there still two genocidal space siblings out there harvesting populations?
Yes.
Are the good guys gonna do something about that?
No.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Well, I mean, people say they want more original movies. Let's hope this is what they meant by that.
It might be.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thanks so much for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. My break did just start, however, so I'm done talking. I'm not gonna say any more.